Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Melissa Melton, and here's what we have in store for you on this December 7th, 2012 edition.
Tonight, NATO says military intervention in Syria is imminent. Then, Congress pushes to hand over drone oversight to the DHS. Plus, learn how the Obama administration is considering responding to the legal pot in Colorado and Washington. That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Our top story tonight, NATO military intervention into Syria is now imminent. According to Paul Joseph Watson, sources close to the French Defense Ministry have reported today that a Western Arab military intervention against the Assad regime is due to begin shortly. And the report adds that the assault would be modeled on the Western intervention in Libya in 2011, and the attack could be preceded by an announcement that Assad has used chemical weapons. And I just want to remind everyone that 6 months ago, a report also came out showing that Syrian opposition actually got their hands on those chemical weapons, that they were training to use them in Turkey, and that the plan was they would use them against civilians and then blame that on the Assad regime. And as InfoWars has reported a myriad of ways, we've also, our United States government and NATO powers have linked themselves to the rebels there in Syria, just like we did in Libya, that are linked to Al-Qaeda terrorists. These are the same terrorists that were bad and blamed on 9/11 and were killing our troops in Iraq, and yet now we're actually siding with them. And I just pray that they don't actually use those weapons. But when you hear that in the media, you have to wonder who actually has these chemical weapons anyway. So I pray that those people are safe and that they don't use those. Moving on, the Obama administration is considering responding to legal pot now in Colorado and Washington in two different ways. The first is a task force made up of Maine Justice, the DEA, the State Department, and the Office of National Drug Control Policy is currently considering two courses of action here. One is for federal prosecutors to bring cases against low-level marijuana users in the hopes that they will make a motion to dismiss the case because the drug is legal, and then the department could obtain a court ruling saying that federal law trumps state. And the other option is for the Justice Department to file lawsuits against the states to prevent them from setting up systems to regulate and tax marijuana. And what you really have to wonder is what is the government's idea of justice here? I mean, recently we've seen a man in Montana who was set to receive 80 years in federal prison because he had a medicinal marijuana dispensary and was giving out marijuana to people for medical reasons, which was legally okay in his state. He's set to receive 80 years. That's what federal prosecutors are pushing for. And yet you've got former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky, who molested 10 boys over a 15-year period, which amounted to dozens of charges, and they only gave him 30 years. So which crime here is doing more harm to society? A man who is legally in his state giving out medicine to people who are sick to try and give them reprieve from cancer? Or a man who has sexually assaulted boys for years and they have to live with that for the rest of their lives? And this is what our government considers justice. It's really a travesty. And continuing on with government travesties, the TSA is now honoring employees for their outstanding performance. Apparently in Hawaii, there was an award ceremony, and the TSA gave people awards for their glorious service. The spokesperson said that it's been 10 years since the TSA took over security at the airports, and a lot of people who rolled out the operation are still with the firm. Well, you know who isn't with the firm would be all of the outed thieves, drug dealers, child molesters, kidnappers, and rapists who, while working at the TSA, committed those crimes. And all of the people who quit working at the TSA because they refused to molest people and try to enforce Americans into this government indoctrination, into this government control program. But at least we can all rest assured that the TSA is keeping us safe from terrorists, right? Well, unfortunately, we can't do that because they've never caught even a single terrorist at all. And speaking further on the TSA, another Orlando airport is set to evict the TSA. Orlando International Airport said it could follow its neighbor, Orlando Sanford, in seeking to replace the government agency with private screeners. My guess is that Disneyland is losing huge profits because international tourists don't even want to come here. They don't want to mess with the TSA. We have some of the most aggressive measures that we have to deal with at our airports. And people from other countries aren't used to that, and they're probably just like, forget it, Mickey Mouse isn't even worth it. The Greater Orlando Aviation Authority chairperson, Frank Krupenbacher, actually said, I could care less about the politics of all this. All I care about is seeing those customers smiling, saying, I love the airport and I love Orlando. Well, Mr. Krupenbacher, unfortunately, no one is ever going to smile and say they love the airport when a family with a three-year-old wheelchair-bound little boy is just trying to go to Disneyland to see Mickey Mouse, but first he has to go to the airport, get groped by old men, and have his wheelchair swabbed for bomb residue. No one's going to be loving the airport under those circumstances. So evict the TSA. That's the best hope you've got. And actually, switching gears to drones, the Army is now working to ensure homemade bombs don't escape the gaze of Vader. And we're not even making this one up. 3 years ago, the U.S. military began testing a new drone-mounted sensor designed to auto-spot and track people from 25,000 feet, which they named Vader, which stands for Vehicle and Dismount Exploitation Radar. And supposedly this was explicitly designed to be used only in Afghanistan. And now the Army wants 3 years of maintenance and support for this system, which, if anything, just goes to show you that we aren't leaving Afghanistan anytime soon. And the fact that they name it Vader also goes to show that which side of the force our government obviously thinks that it's on. Pro tip, it's not the good guys. And that actually leads into something that Jakari told me about earlier, which I couldn't believe. Apparently, a WhiteHouse.gov petition has been started by people to secure resources and funding to begin construction of a Death Star by 2016. Apparently, almost 7,000 people, 6,819 people have signed a petition now. They want the government to have a Death Star. I don't even trust our government to wield a fly swatter, let alone a Death Star. This is horrifying. What I really hope about this is 7,000 people just trying to make a statement that they don't think the government takes these petitions seriously, although I would hate to see this be the one that our government actually does decide to take seriously and then go get a Death Star. That is horrifying. And finally, this is actually an article I put out today on Infowars.com. Will Congress Drone Caucus Push for DHS Drone Oversight? Apparently, the House of Representatives has a Congressional Unmanned Systems Caucus. So basically, it's a drone caucus, which they have used to push for expanded domestic drone use. And one of its members is even leading the idea that the DHS needs to take over drone oversight from the Federal Aviation Administration. And you don't hear about these guys very often in the media, but they're very influential, and they consider themselves to be, quote, the drone industry's voice on Capitol Hill. Well, that industry voice actually received a combined total of $8 million in drone-related special interest campaign contributions. And now we've got caucus member Representative Michael McCaul going on record to say that the DHS needs to step up and take over more control on this drone oversight from the FAA, because the FAA is just geared towards safety. And apparently he doesn't think safety is nearly as important as national security risks and the idea that potential terrorists could hijack our domestic drones. Well, as we saw with Hurricanes Katrina and Sandy, I don't think anybody is really thinking DHS has any interest in our personal safety. And with their unprecedented power grabs and all of their ammo buys, I think Mike Adams did an article where he said that they've bought enough ammunition now to do a 7-year war with the American people. That's more than 2 bullets for every man, woman, and child in this country. Nothing about any of that makes me feel safe. And the idea that one of our Congress people who is openly taking money from drone special interests is now calling for the DHS to have even more power is a pretty horrifying concept. But that actually reminds me to remind you all that tomorrow is our first ever drone mob that we will be hosting here in Austin, Texas at Zilker Park at 11 a.m. And we actually are going to give some amazing giveaways out there if you come bring your drones and fly them with us. Alex has also announced a $1,000 video contest for the best video shot at tomorrow's drone mob. And we're all going to be there. I'm going to be there. Jakari Jackson, David Ortiz, David Knight, Rob Dew. So come on out. We're actually protesting. This is a protest. What we're saying here is that the government is using our money. They're taking our money. They're putting it into this technology. They're upgrading it. And then they're turning it against us. Well, if Big Brother can fly drones on us, we can fly drones on them. So come on out, show your support for this. We need to raise awareness. That is it for the news portion of the program. Now let's go to the quote of the day. Today will be a day long remembered. It has seen the death of Kenobi and soon the fall of the rebellion. And actually, that's not Janet Napolitano, that's Darth Vader. Although I guess if 7,000 people on WhiteHouse.gov get their way, it will soon be Janet Napolitano saying such things. It's pretty horrifying, actually. So when we come back from break, I will be interviewing Kurt Linderman on vaccines and vaccine injuries. Stay tuned.
Recently, the Harvard School of Health looked at more than a dozen scientific studies concerning fluoride and confirmed what countless other scientists have been documenting for decades. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. You see, the aluminum industry and the fertilizer industries would have to pay to store all the toxic waste they produce. But instead, they get our counties and cities to pay to put the poison in our water. It's not just fluoride we're getting, but lead, mercury, arsenic, the list goes on. And a lot of this toxic waste comes from China. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
As Skynet continues to rise, most Americans have no idea the arsenal their own government is prepared to use against them. Walking weapons and unmanned drones that will find their way to U.S. soil if they haven't already. But the future is not written in stone. Join InfoWars for the first ever drone mob December 8th at Zilker Park in Austin, Texas. This family-friendly event is to inform the public of the weapons that target us. Bring your own drones and spy planes as we make the statement that we don't want our weapons turned against us. Be there at 11 a.m. There will be some amazing giveaways and even a video contest. So bring your camera, because whoever films the best drone video at the event and posts it up on YouTube will receive 1,000 Federal Reserve notes. And be sure to use the hashtag Drone Mob on Twitter and visit InfoWars.com for more details. We are back, and I'm getting ready to speak with Kurt Linderman. He hosts Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio, which comes on right after the Alex Jones Show, and it has to do with vaccines and vaccine injuries. So let's talk to Kurt. Well, Kurt, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Melissa. Thanks for having me on.
And real quick, do you want to show people your shirt?
Yeah.
Real quick. Instead of conspiracy theorist, it says conspiracy. What does it say down there?
Realist.
Realist. It's a good shirt. Okay, well, first I thought I might ask you, your website is viralsepidemic.com, and I thought I might ask you, what does virals stand for?
Well, it's an acronym that my wife brought up, and it stands for, we believe that our children that are vaccine injured aren't actually autistic, like the doctors want to claim.
Like the one in 88 or something?
Well, autism, the real definition of autism that came down with Dr. Connor back in the 40s is still 1 in 10,000. What we have now is virals, which is an acronym for vaccine-induced regressive autistic-like symptoms.
Okay, yeah. Do you think on that it's actually the age of the kids and the number of vaccines? Because I know we here in the U.S., we have like the most aggressive vaccine schedule in the world. Do you think that it's that, or do you think it's all of the adjuvants and the different chemicals, formaldehyde and thimerosal, that they put in these vaccines, or do you think it's a combination?
I think it's a combination of everything. There's people out there that still just say it's the mercury in the vaccines and that's it, and vaccines are great if you don't put the mercury in it, and that's a load of crap, to be honest with you. You know, you've got the aluminum, you've got the mercury, you've got the polysorbate 80, which is a carcinogen and a neurotoxin. You've got MSG in it. A lot of your gelatins and your peanut oils and everything. You're getting the severe allergies from the vaccines. There's so many things going on inside that vaccine. And synergistically, when you put aluminum and mercury together, it becomes a heck of a lot more toxic. So it's a combination of everything. And then you look at our American diet, and the kids are already immune compromised when they're getting these vaccines. So it's just a cumulative effect where there's just so much damage done that the vaccine schedule, the real intense vaccine schedule that we have here in America and many other Western nations like in the European Union, you have that intensive vaccine schedule that's just the straw that breaks the camel's back. I think GMOs play a role in autism as well.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with you there. I also think it's interesting how there's formaldehyde in vaccines, and you see all these public service announcements all the time that say smoking is bad for you because there's formaldehyde and that causes cancer, but yet somehow it's totally fine to shoot up a baby with formaldehyde.
Exactly, and shoot them up with, you know, sometimes 5, 6, 7 shots at one time.
Right. Well, actually, that kind of takes me into the next topic. You actually have a personal story about your son involving multiple vaccines. I didn't know if you wanted to share that with the people.
Well, it was a catch-up schedule, which is very typical. And my son had ear infections, and the doctor was hesitant to vaccinate him while he had a fever and was sick. So when he finally got healthy, come in and not only get what he was due, but what he had been due. And it was a total of 6 vaccines, but it was 6 shots, but it was actually 11 different vaccines because of the combination vaccines. And it was immediate. I took a walking, talking, beautiful blonde hair, blue eyed baby boy that was above the curve. And within a day, within hours, he had the fever, and within a day or two, he was completely gone. No talking, couldn't walk, failure to thrive, the whole 9 yards.
I hope you don't mind if I share this with you, but I actually have kind of a similar story. I had missed a doctor's appointment for my daughter when she was 2, and I took her in, and they wanted to catch her up on vaccinations, and they gave her 5 shots at one time, but it was actually, I'm not even familiar with exactly how many vaccines it was, but it was definitely more than 5. And she seemed to cry for probably 3 days after that. She had a fever. She was inconsolable. And after that, I mean, like you said, she was walking, she was talking, she was fine. And then we got all of these shots given to her, and she was just like a different child. And I actually wanted to ask you, I hope this is an okay question to ask, have you had to deal with the guilt on that? Because I feel guilty all the time when I think about my daughter. I didn't know any better, and I know you didn't know any better either, but it's like, I how do you deal with that?
Well, people deal with it in different ways. The guilt's a huge thing with me and my wife, and that's why I do my radio program. That's why I've got the website. That's why I've, you know, I do my writing. I write for InfoWars at times. I'm constantly an activist, not just an advocate for my child, but an activist, and I'm kind of like paying it forward. I feel so guilty for my lack of responsibility that I took for my child, and I'm trying to pay it forward by helping to save maybe a couple more children along the way, as I'm also doing biomedical treatment and homeopathic treatment for my son to try to get him better. And he's doing wonderful now, but I think that's where my passion comes from with my radio program and everything else is trying to pay it forward and trying to deal with some of that guilt, because it's guilty. Because when you think about the fact that parents will spend more time, you know, researching a mattress or a crib, but they won't research the vaccines because it's that blind trust we
have. I had it too.
The medical industrial complex.
I had that blind trust too, and I think about that sometimes. At the time, I did what I was told. I thought it was the right thing to do, and sometimes when I think about that, I get pretty emotional. But I really appreciate what you've done and what you are doing, and I think what you're doing it really is like a blessing in disguise. It's the silver lining that you're able to come out and educate people and help them like you are. It's really, really important work.
Well, and I'll tell you, Melissa, if I can turn into the interviewer for just one question, would you be where you are right now if it hadn't been for your daughter's vaccine injury?
I would say that's probably very accurate. It definitely got me to start distrusting blindly, you know, trusting the government as I had been doing. It definitely got me to start reading books. I started reading so many books after that, and I felt so angry for such a long time. I felt so duped, and there are still days when I look at my daughter and I feel nothing but just anger, and it definitely pushes me to do what I do now. So definitely, I was actually going to ask you, switching gears just a little bit, do you think that there's a prevalence of people who are just really unaware about the fact that they can do exemptions? Because we get calls here at our show all the time from parents who say, no, it's mandatory. And I know even in Missouri where we used to live, my daughter's school used to send us forms all the time saying, this is mandatory. If you don't give your child this shot, your child cannot attend school. And they really make you think that you have no other option.
Well, I actually have a horse ranch here in Missouri now. And that's where I'm calling from right now. And it comes to being an educated parent, because the school system where I live, they'll tell all the other parents it's mandatory. But the fact of the matter is, with me, what they do is the school nurse calls. I've got three kids in the school system, and the school nurse will call and say, I'm sending the exemption form. All you have to do is sign it and send it back. So it's a matter of parents being educated. There is no mandatory vaccines right now. They are mandated, but all states have at least a medical exemption. Mississippi and West Virginia are the only states that have only a medical exemption. The other states have either medical, religious, or
philosophical. Right. Actually, I have a story about that too that I'd like to share with you. When living in Missouri, I went to get the exemption forms. They actually put you through a whole process, at least at the county I was in, where they had sent a nurse out with pamphlets to try and inform me of what a bad parent I was being, and she got into an argument with me over it, and it took me an hour just to get that form. Have you heard of stories like that?
Oh, I've heard stories, and actually that's where my advocacy comes in. I've got parents that call me all the time, and literally, when I walk in the door, the school officials and the health department officials throughout this area of my state and western Illinois cringe, because they know they're done because I law. And
good.
You know, that's
good.
Really what it is. I've offered with any parent in this, in within a 50-mile radius of my house, if any parent wants me to walk into a pediatrician's office with them or walk into the school system with them, I'll be happy to do it free of charge.
Oh man, I hope people take you up on that actually. I was going to mention also, recently, I know in New Jersey, Senate Bill 1759, they passed, saying that they need to place a greater burden on parents to clarify their valid reason for exempting their child, further defining and restricting what the definition of a valid reason even is. Like, they're trying to basically make it impossible for parents to get vaccine exemptions there in New Jersey. And actually, I've read stories, too, where they make parents testify. They actually go to a court and make them testify that they have a religious right or what their valid reason is. And I guess other states are actually following suit. Have you heard of that?
Well, absolutely, because actually that New Jersey law that they're trying to pass is just mimicking the law that's already passed in California and Washington State, AB 2109, I believe it is, in California. I've covered that on my radio show. And if you want a personal belief exemption, which California kind of ties up the religious and philosophical all into one, which is called a personal belief exemption, now you have to go to a doctor and let them decide whether your personal belief is good enough.
Wonderful.
And to me, that is just, that's an affront to the Constitution, but there's so many states out there that could care less about the Constitution anyways. It's just knowing your rights. It's saying, you know, whatever my religion is, it's freedom of religion. It's not freedom of being a Baptist or a Catholic or a Methodist or a Jew or a follower of Islam. It is simply my freedom of any religion I pick. And it's none of your business what my religion is. And that's the way you've got to confront them.
Definitely. I agree with you. Well, in closing, do you have any other advice for parents out there when it comes to these vaccines and vaccine exemptions?
Know your rights. There's plenty of books out there. There's plenty of, internet articles and websites out there. Know your rights. Know what you're putting into them. Spend at least double the time that you spend on what kind of baby food you're going to give them, what kind of crib you're going to buy or car seat you're going to buy. Spend at least double that looking into the vaccines. Do not trust the medical professionals because they don't know anything either. The ones on the ground, the pediatricians out there, I guarantee you I could just bury any of them when it comes to issues about vaccines, because I know what I'm talking about, and every parent should do the same.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Kurt. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate it.
I think we should take Kurt's warnings pretty seriously. I mean, he's right. People spend a lot more time researching the television set they're going to buy than they do researching these vaccines that our government tells us we need to shoot our kids up with, which have a much farther reaching implications. It's terrible. So we definitely need to take what he said seriously and look into that. I implore everybody to do so. Anyway, when we get back from break, we're going to air the conclusion to the 5-part series between pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Dr. Joel Wallach. And so stick around. As Skynet continues to rise, most Americans have no idea the arsenal their own government is prepared to use against them. Walking weapons and unmanned drones that will find their way to U.S. soil if they haven't already. But the future is not written in stone. Join InfoWars for the first ever drone mob December 8th at Zilker Park in Austin, Texas. This family-friendly event is to inform the public of the weapons that target us. Bring your own drones and spy planes as we make the statement that we don't want our weapons turned against us. Be there at 11 a.m. There will be some amazing giveaways and even a video contest. So bring your camera, because whoever films the best drone video at the event and posts it up on YouTube will receive 1,000 Federal Reserve notes. And be sure to use the hashtag Drone Mob on Twitter and visit InfoWars.com for more details.
Alex Jones here with some very important breaking news. The latest edition of InfoWars magazine, December 2012, is out. And no, we don't really cover people that think that the world is going to end on December 21st. We are predicting the world will not end. But we are predicting that the end of our free republic may take place if people don't wake up and get aggressive and angry and speak out against what's happening. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information and the truth. And you know what they say, the truth will set you free. You can buy the magazine at cost in bulk in groups of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, right up to 100 to give everyone you know. And believe me, people will open this up. It is full of unbelievably powerful graphics, cartoons. We've got artist profiles on patriots out there that are exposing the globalist. And it's got several articles breaking down the facts that Obama and his globalist controllers want to disarm the American people and are going to try to ban all semi-autos. The facts are in this magazine, and this is the most important of the four issues we have ever put out. And when you do sign up for the subscription, you don't just get 12 in the mail. When supplies last of the previous issues, we will put back issues like the November issue, Zombies, Are You a Zombie?, breaking down how television has put the general public into a trance-like state. You will get that when you sign up for the next 12 issues in December of 2012. My goal is to expose the globalist and to win the info war so it doesn't become a physical war. We've seen Hillary Clinton saying that they're winning the info war. Top globalist Zbigniew Brzezinski says that nationalism is growing and that people are waking up against outside forces because of populism and alternative media. This particular issue of the magazine is the one to give friends and family. It's the one to put under the tree or in the stocking. It's the one to leave at church. It's the one to leave at the dentist office. This is the one, the December issue of InfoWars magazine with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888 888- 253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Until next time, remember, if you're watching this, if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We talked to our friend Aaron just a few minutes ago, and he's an amazing testimony to your everything you talk about. He lost 100 pounds. Everybody wants to lose weight. Obesity is ridiculous.
We're the number one obese nation in the world.
We're the starving obese. We are. It's crazy what's out there. By 2030, they estimate 50%. Mm-hmm. Not overweight, Doc. Obese. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can we use the Mighty 90 to lose some weight, especially now with Christmas and Thanksgiving, is how can folks use the Mighty 90 to lose some weight?
Well, again, pharmacists, Ben, we're the number one obese nation in the world. We spend more money for healthcare than all the nations of the world combined, yet we're the number one obese nation in the world. What's going on here? What that tells you, you don't have to be too bright to stand back and say, how could we be the number one obese nation in the world? What does it say about the level of understanding of obesity by our doctors and our government? They
right.
know nothing.
Nothing.
Otherwise, we'd be number 204, right? We'd be the thinnest people on earth and the healthiest. But we're number one obesity because they know nothing about obesity. In their theory, you know what I'm saying? In their theory,
yeah.
obesity is caused from lack of exercise and a disease of excess. You're eating too much.
Right.
Because they think that we're like an oven. They think if you eat carbohydrates, it's only 4.5 calories.
Calories in, calories out.
Exactly. 4.5 calories per gram as opposed to 9 calories per gram for fat. You can't buy fat. It's fat-free, low-fat, no-fat.
Right, but we're still fat.
We're still obese. Okay, and that's because it is not a disease of excess, and it's not a disease of lack of exercise. When you're obese or even overweight, it's a disease of deficiency. You're deficient in a couple of minerals.
So obesity is actually a deficiency disease.
Yes, okay. Obesity deficiency is a disease of a couple of minerals.
All right.
And the symptom of the deficiency of these couple of minerals is the munchies.
Ah, so you can cure the munchies by using these?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So what are the minerals?
Well, I won't tell you yet. Because right. if I tell everybody, what I want them to do is get that book, Hell's Kitchen, and read the whole story.
Okay, so it's just a couple of minerals that will take care of the munchies.
Well, there's two minerals. If you have those deficiency of those two minerals, you're going to be one of these people who weighs 600, 800, 1,200 pounds. But any mineral deficiency, not vitamin, you can be a deficient in all the vitamins you want and you won't gain weight.
Huh, it's mineral deficiency.
It's a mineral deficiency. In horses, it's called cribbing. They chew on the fence.
Right. How about pica? And, is that what pica is?
Pica.
Pica, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And little kids will eat dirt and stuff
lead
like that.
Lead paint.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's caused by mineral deficiency.
Huh.
Only.
So when people have the munchies, their body is the body's wisdom is let's go get some minerals, and they're trying to find these minerals.
You're driving you to eat something to find the minerals.
Yeah.
Okay.
So using the Mighty 90 and using these minerals will take care of the munchies and take care of the weight loss.
Suddenly now, if you just get on the Alex Pack, take the 90 essential nutrients.
Right.
You'll lose 10, 15, 20 pounds in a month.
We see this all the time.
Yeah, without even thinking.
Yeah.
Because suddenly now, your portions are automatically get smaller because you're tired of throwing food away.
Yeah.
And you're not going to eat between meals. You'll take some snacks and think, you know, I don't even know why I took this. I'm not even really that hungry, but out of habit, you're doing it. And it doesn't take you long to figure out I don't need to do this anymore.
So dieting isn't even hard. Once you get the nutrients that you need.
I wouldn't even use that term.
Yeah.
What I would do is talk about portion control. As opposed to dieting.
Right.
Because you don't even have to think about portion control because when the pica and the munchies goes away, portion control is just sort of self-regulating, right? Now, to speed it up, we have what we call the Slender FX Weight Management System, which has a meal replacer in it, which is 80 calories and no sugar. So it's great for diabetics who need to lose weight. It's only 80 calories. You could have two of those meals a day. I like to throw in a couple of eggs. and make it with water, and you're only going to get like a 250-calorie meal. So two of those, that's 500 calories. You're going to have a 300 or 500-calorie meal. You're down below 1,000 calories.
And you have all your nutrients.
You have all your nutrients, yeah. Right? Because you're still going to take your 90 essential nutrients. You're going to take your Alex pack. Even though you've cut your calories, your portion control is way down here, but you're still taking your 90 essential nutrients, and you're going to lose weight.
We see it all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's the most dramatic example of how powerful this stuff is, mm-hmm. is the weight loss.
Yes.
And the weight loss shouldn't even necessarily be the target of what you're looking for. That's like an...
It just happens.
It just happens. Yes. It happens on its own.
Now, if somebody needs to lose 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, then we throw in what we call ASAP. I like to add ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP is an acronym for as slim as possible.
Right.
But I like to say ASAP because it's as slim as possible,
now.
As soon as possible.
Now,
exactly. And so... what I like to do, if you need to lose 50 pounds or less, you put one dropper full under your tongue of this liquid, which it is, it's amino acids, which is the raw material for your pituitary to make certain hormones.
Like growth hormone.
No, like HC.
Okay, all right.
And so, don't tell anybody.
I won't say anything about that. It's a very important hormone. Though.
Yeah. And so, instead of going and getting prescription injections,
right.
you do this yourself.
Right.
And you're going to lose, you know, a quarter of a pound, half a pound, 2 pounds a day, depending on how you are with that portion control piece, right? And just like you said, Aaron lost 100 pounds. We have thousands of people every month.
I see it. It's amazing. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing.
And I see it around the world. People are just, this product's going around the world now.
Yeah.
And
But they're adding years to their life. They're decreasing the likelihood of arthritis and degenerative diseases and cancer, God forbid.
Cancer, heart disease.
All of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a combination of the 90 essential nutrients. The Alex pack is a combination of the super juices that's in the BTT, the Beyond Tangerine,
right.
115 super juices, antioxidants fending off the bad guys.
Magnesium?
Well, it's all in there.
Yeah. Well, the Osteo FX Plus, we haven't even talked about that one. That's a wonderful
product.
Well, it's
part of the Alex pack.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all in there. And so at any rate, obesity goes away very quickly. But when you say... right now they're predicting 50% obesity by the year 2030. That tells you that they don't know what to do. Because if they knew what to do, they say, okay, right now we're 36% obesity.
But it'll be
Here's
less.
What we do.
Yeah.
By 2030, it's going to be 20%.
They don't know what to do.
They have no earthly idea because their theory has failed them.
Yeah.
And they cannot believe it's a disease of deficiency. And their little pea brains that cannot believe that it's a disease of deficiency.
Well, they're still operating that steam engine mentality where you put the coal in and you get a fire. And they don't understand that the body's not a steam engine. There's a whole, it's a metabolic system. It's
yes.
a chemistry system.
Okay, now. The spinoff of that, of course, they say the people who are obese, they have a higher rate of
diabetes.
Yep. That's this sort of cousin disease here.
Right.
They run together, but not all the time. You can have people who are obese don't have diabetes, but they do tend to run together. And we've known for 70 years that diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which makes up 98% of the diabetic population, is a simple mineral deficiency disease again. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
It is not genetic in any way, shape, or form, for emphasis, right?
Right.
It is a simple mineral deficiency disease. And I have to tell you this story. You will appreciate this, pharmacist, ma'am. There's a fellow out there by the name of Jerry Murphy. He's an owner of one of the largest, I think it's the third largest medical laboratory in America. He services 7,000 hospitals and tens of thousands of doctors' private offices every day with his medical laboratory. This guy's got three PhDs.
Like a diagnostic?
Oh, a diagnostic laboratory. Yeah, they take specimens and send them to the laboratory. They send the results back to the doctor, right? I mean, this guy has three PhDs. Literally, he has three PhDs.
He doesn't have
in
diabetes.
Medical. Oh, yeah. He had terrible brittle diabetes. I mean, his blood sugar is off the chart, even with injectable insulin.
And he knows about all this stuff.
Well, he has access to the finest endocrinologists, the cutting edge of research on what you do for diabetes, all the drugs. I mean, he knows everything about diabetes the medical system knows. Well, mutual friend introduces us. And because they've been talking about diabetes for 25, 30 years, right? And so I said, well, yes, sir, I can help you. I can get your A1C hemoglobin down below 5 within a couple of months. I can get your blood sugar down below 100 without medication. You'll be an ex-diabetic. And he looks at me like, oh, yeah, right.
Right.
He says, who are you? So I had to introduce myself a little bit. He said, well, I don't believe you. So tell you what, give me a test. I mean, give it a try. You have everything to gain, nothing to lose. You're not being successful at what you're doing. He says, okay, I'll give you 90 days, Wally. He says, if you can get my A1C hemoglobin down from 8.9 down below 5 within 90 days, if you can get my blood sugar consistently down below 100 without medication within 90 days, I'll be your best friend.
Wow.
I'll fly around my jet plane. I will show up spontaneous at meetings. You won't even know. I'll disappear and give my testimony. I will brag about you. I will put every one of my employees on your program, and I'll stop all my insurance.
And you knew you could do it. You knew.
I was self-insured. Well, I've been doing it every day for 35 years. And so he said, but I'll tell you what. If you fail, if in 90 days you haven't gotten rid of my diabetes, I will hire somebody whose only job is to go around every place where you're going to give a talk and tell everybody in the newspapers and interview, be interviewed and tell everybody what a quack you are.
Right.
I said, okay, Jerry, let's do it. Let's go for it. And he was kind of shocked that I didn't want to negotiate, right, and equivocate.
Right.
I said, let's do it. Well, to make a long story short, in 2 months' time, following exactly what I told him to do, and he was very good, he was impeccable in doing exactly what I told him, his A1C hemoglobin dropped from 8.9 down to 4.3. And his blood sugar went down to 62 without medication.
That's amazing. And you know what? The way you put it and the way you frame it, it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy. And I want everybody to understand this is easy. Mm-hmm. If you have diabetes, if you have a blood sugar problem, and you've been told you're going to be on insulin the rest of your life and you're going to be on drugs the rest of your life, this is easy because it's a metabolic problem. And once you change your body's chemistry, it can't help but follow. Now, that gets us to my personal favorite product, and you know, we all have our favorite products, but my personal favorite product is the Sweeties.
Yes.
And that's because
that's the secret sauce.
That's the secret sauce, right?
For type 2 diabetes.
The chromium and the vanadium, and these two minerals are so amazing for blood sugar. Real quick, if you could just tell the listeners a little bit about chromium especially, but a little bit about vanadium.
Well, these two minerals have been known again for 70 years to support your body's ability to metabolize carbohydrates and fats and sugars at the cellular level, support healthy blood sugar by sensitizing your cell membranes to insulin. That's what they do. They're sort of the cofactor necessary so your cell wall can recognize insulin.
Right.
So it can speak the language of insulin. People who have type 2 diabetes, contrary to what doctors tell their patients, when you have type 2 diabetes, you're making as much as 10 times more insulin than a non-diabetic.
It's resistance to the insulin.
Exactly. So the insulin level is going up because your body keeps trying,
right,
keeps pumping out more, saying, why aren't you responding? Well, that's because you're missing that key. It's kind of like the combination on a combination lock. And if you take this along with the 90 essential nutrients,
right,
by themselves, you'll get okay results. But if you take those two by themselves, you'll be unhappy. You say, well, that Wallach thing didn't work. You must take them along with the 90 essential nutrients.
The B vitamins, the vitamin C.
And all 90 essential
nutrients. Magnesium,
right. In their theory, you know what I'm saying? In their theory, obesity is caused from lack of exercise and a disease of excess. You're eating too much.
Right.
Because they think that we're like an oven. They think if you eat carbohydrates, it's only 4.5 calories.
Calories in, calories out.
Exactly. 4.5 calories per gram as opposed to 9 calories per gram for fat. You can't buy fat. It's fat-free, low-fat, no-fat.
Right. But we're still fat.
We're still obese. Okay, and that's because it is not a disease of excess, and it's not a disease of lack of exercise. When you're obese or even overweight, it's a disease of deficiency. You're deficient in a couple of minerals.
So obesity is actually a deficiency disease?
Yes. Okay. Obesity deficiency is a disease of a couple of minerals.
All right.
And the symptom of the deficiency of these couple of minerals is the munchies.
Ah, so you can cure the munchies by using these?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So what are the minerals?
Well, I won't tell you yet. Because
right,
if I tell everybody, what I want them to do is get that book, Hell's Kitchen, and read the whole story.
Okay, so it's just a couple of minerals that will take care of the munchies.
Well, there's two minerals. If you have those deficiency of those two minerals, you're going to be one of these people who weighs 600, 800, 1,200 pounds. But any mineral deficiency, not vitamin, you can be a deficient all the vitamins you want, and you won't gain weight.
Huh, it's mineral deficiency.
It's a mineral deficiency. In horses, it's called cribbing. They chew on the fence.
Right. How about pica? Is that what pica is?
Pica.
Pica, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And little kids will eat dirt and stuff like that.
Lead pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's because of a mineral deficiency.
Huh.
Only.
So when people have the munchies, their body is the body's wisdom is, let's go get some minerals, and they're trying to find these minerals.
You're driving you to eat something to find the minerals.
Yeah.
Okay.
So using the Mighty 90 and using these minerals will take care of the munchies and take care of the weight loss.
Suddenly now, if you just get on the Alex pack, take the 90 essential nutrients.
Right.
You'll lose 10, 15, 20 pounds in a month.
We see this all the time.
Yeah, without even thinking.
Yeah.
Because suddenly now, your portions are automatically get smaller because you're tired of throwing food away.
Yeah.
And you're not going to eat between meals. You'll take some snacks and think, I don't even know why I took this. I'm not even really that hungry, but out of habit, you're doing it. And it doesn't take you long to figure out I don't need to do this anymore.
So dieting isn't even hard. Once you get the nutrients you need.
I wouldn't even use that term.
Yeah.
What I would do is talk about portion control as opposed to dieting.
Right.
Because you don't even have to think about portion control, because when the pica and the munchies goes away, portion control is just sort of self-regulating, right? Now, to speed it up, We actually have what we call the Slender FX Weight Management System, which has a meal replacer in it, which is 80 calories and no sugar. So it's great for diabetics who need to lose weight. It's only 80 calories. You could have two of those meals a day. I like to throw in a couple of eggs and make it with water. You're only going to get like a 250-calorie meal. So two of those is 500 calories. You're going to have a 300 or 500-calorie meal. You're down below 1,000 calories.
And you have all your nutrients.
You have all your nutrients, yeah. Right? Because you're still going to take your 90 essential nutrients. You're going to take your Alex pack. Even though you've cut your calories, your portion control is way down here, but you're still taking your 90 essential nutrients, and you're going to lose weight.
We see it all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's the most dramatic example of how powerful this stuff is, mm-hmm. is the weight loss.
Yes.
And the weight loss shouldn't even necessarily be the target of what you're looking for. That's like an...
It just happens.
It just happens. Yes. It happens on its own.
Now, if somebody needs to lose 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, then we throw in what we call ASAP. I like to add ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP is an acronym for as slim as possible.
Right.
But I like to say ASAP because it's as slim as possible,
now.
As soon as possible.
Now,
exactly. And so... what I like to do, if you need to lose 50 pounds or less, you put one dropper full under your tongue of this liquid, which it is, it's amino acids, which is the raw material for your pituitary to make certain hormones.
Like growth hormone.
No, like HC.
Oh, HO, okay, all right.
And so, don't tell anybody.
I won't say anything about that. It's a very important hormone. Though.
Yeah, and so... instead of going and getting prescription injections,
right.
you do this yourself.
Right.
And you're going to lose, you know, a quarter of a pound, half a pound, 2 pounds a day, depending on how you are with that portion control piece, right? And just like you said, Aaron lost 100 pounds. We have thousands of people every month.
I see it. It's amazing. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing.
And I see it around the world. People are just, this product's going around the world now.
Yeah.
And
But they're adding years to their life. They're decreasing the likelihood of arthritis and degenerative diseases and cancer, God forbid.
Cancer, heart disease.
All of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a combination of the 90 essential nutrients. The Alex pack is a combination of the super juices that's in the BTT, the Beyond Tangerine,
right.
115 super juices, antioxidants fending off the bad guys.
Magnesium?
Well, it's all in there.
Yeah. Well, the OsteoFX Plus, we haven't even talked about that one. Yeah. That's a wonderful product.
Well, it's part of the Alex pack.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all in there. And so at any rate, obesity goes away very quickly. But when you say... right now they're predicting 50% obesity by the year 2030. That tells you that they don't know what to do. Because if they knew what to do, they'd say, okay, right now we're 36% obesity.
But it'll be
less.
Here's
what we do.
Yeah.
And by 2030 it's going to be 20%.
They don't know what to do.
They have no earthly idea because their theory has failed them.
Yeah.
And they cannot believe it's a disease of deficiency. And their little pea brains that cannot believe that it's a disease of deficiency.
Well, they're still operating that steam engine mentality where you put the coal in and you get a fire and they don't understand that the body's not a steam engine. There's a whole, it's a metabolic system. It's
yes.
a chemistry system.
Okay, now, the spinoff of that, of course, they say the people who are obese, they have a higher rate of
diabetes.
Yep. That's his sort of cousin disease here.
Right.
They run together, but not all the time. You can have people who are obese don't have diabetes, but they do tend to run together. And we've known for 70 years that diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which makes up 98% of the diabetic population, is a simple mineral deficiency disease again. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
It is not genetic in any way, shape, or form, for emphasis, right?
Right.
It is a simple mineral deficiency disease. And I have to tell you this story. You'll appreciate this, pharmacist, man. There's a fellow out there by the name of Jerry Murphy. He's an owner of one of the largest... I think it's the third largest medical laboratory in America. He services 7,000 hospitals and tens of thousands of doctors' private offices every day with his medical laboratory. This guy's got three PhDs.
Like a diagnostic?
Oh, a diagnostic laboratory. Yeah, they take specimens and send them to the laboratory. They send the results back to the doctor, right? I mean, this guy has three PhDs.
He doesn't have diabetes.
Medical. Oh, yeah. He had terrible, brittle diabetes. I mean, his blood sugar is off the chart, even with injectable insulin.
And he knows about all this stuff.
Well, he has access to the finest endocrinologists, the cutting edge of research on what you do for diabetes, all the drugs. I mean, he knows everything about diabetes the medical system knows. Well, mutual friend introduces us. And because I've been talking about diabetes for 25, 30 years, right? And so I said, well, yes, sir, I can help you. I can get your A1C hemoglobin down below 5 within a couple of months. I can get your blood sugar down below 100 without medication. You'll be an ex-diabetic. And he looks at me like, oh, yeah, right.
Right.
He says, who are you? So I had to introduce myself a little bit. He said, well, I don't believe you. So I'll tell you what, give me a test. I mean, give it a try. You have everything to gain, nothing to lose. You're not being successful at what you're doing. He says, okay, I'll give you 90 days, Wally. He says, if you can get my A1C hemoglobin down from 8.9 down below 5 within 90 days, if you can get my blood sugar consistently down below 100 without medication within 90 days, I'll be your best friend.
Wow.
I'll fly around my jet plane. I will show up spontaneously at meetings. You won't even know. I'll disappear and give my testimony. I will brag about you. I will put every one of my employees on your program, and I'll stop all my insurance.
And you knew you could do it. You knew you could.
I was self-insured. Well, I've been doing it every day for 35 years. And so he says, but I'll tell you what, if you fail, if in 90 days you haven't gotten rid of my diabetes, I will hire somebody whose only job is to go around every place where you're going to give a talk and tell everybody in the newspapers and interview, be interviewed and tell everybody what a quack you are.
Right.
I said, okay, Jerry, let's do it. Let's go for it. And he was kind of shocked that I didn't want to negotiate, right, and equivocate.
Right.
I said, let's do it. Well, to make a long story short, in 2 months' time, following exactly what I told him to do, and he was very good, he was impeccable in doing exactly what I told him, his A1C hemoglobin dropped from 8.9 down to 4.3, and his blood sugar went down to 62 without medication.
That's amazing. And you know what? It's you, the way you put it and the way you frame it, it's easy. It's easy. And I want everybody to understand this is easy. Mm-hmm. If you have diabetes, if you have a blood sugar problem and you've been told you're going to be on insulin the rest of your life and you're going to be on drugs the rest of your life, this is easy because it's a metabolic problem. And once you change your body's chemistry, it can't help but follow. Now, that gets us to what my personal favorite product, and you know, we all have our favorite products, but my personal favorite product is the Sweeties.
Yes.
And that's because
that's the secret sauce.
That's the secret sauce, right?
For type 2 diabetes.
The chromium and the vanadium. And these two minerals are so amazing for blood sugar. Real quick, if you could just tell the listeners a little bit about chromium especially, but a little bit about vanadium.
Well, these two minerals have been known again for 70 years to support your body's ability to metabolize carbohydrates and fats and sugars at the cellular level, support healthy blood sugar by sensitizing your cell membranes to insulin. That's what they do. They're sort of the cofactor necessary so your cell wall can recognize insulin,
right,
so it can speak the language of insulin. People who have type 2 diabetes, contrary to what doctors tell their patients, when you have type 2 diabetes, you're making as much as 10 times more insulin than a non-diabetic.
It's resistance to the insulin.
Exactly. So the insulin level is going up because your body keeps trying,
right,
keep pumping out more, saying, why aren't you responding? Well, that's because you're missing that key. It's kind of like the combination on a combination lock. And if you take this along with the 90 essential nutrients,
right,
by themselves, you'll get okay results. But if you take those two by themselves, you'll be unhappy. You say, well, that Wallach thing didn't work. You must take them along with the 90 essential nutrients.
The B vitamins, the vitamin C. And
all 90 essential nutrients.
Magnesium, right.
All the amino acids, I mean everything. You cannot do it in an isolated
way.
That's
right, that's right.
Okay? I don't want people to get the impression they can just take those two minerals and their diabetes is going to go away. No. Those are the secret sauce that goes along with the basic program, and then it will work every time.
There's actually a component in the body called the glucose tolerance factor, which chromium and I think vanadium might be part of.
Are
part of that glucose tolerance factor.
But then it's something your body puts together when you have those nutrients, right? Just like your bones. What's the secret sauce for bones? Well, minerals, including phosphorus and calcium.
Not just calcium.
Magnesium. Well, no, your bones require all 90 essential nutrients.
Exactly.
So if you just take calcium, you'll still get osteoporosis and fractures and arthritis.
That's such an important point. You can't say that enough. It is the entire spectrum of essential nutrients. And that's why the term the Mighty 90 is so important. It's not just one nutrient. As important as chromium is, and as important as vanadium is, and as important as calcium is, it's the entire spectrum of nutrients that you need.
You cannot make an angel food cake with McCormick's liquid vanilla extract by itself.
Right. You can get an angel food crepe, as you said.
Well, you wouldn't even get a crepe, but just the extract, right? But nobody, we can make a town diabetes-free in 60 days.
Isn't that amazing? Diabetes is probably one of the easiest things to one of the easiest things to reverse. And you know what's interesting is you could be a hero so fast when when you get people like this guy you're talking about, Jerry, you can be a hero so fast simply by putting people on these kinds of essential nutrients. And how much death and destruction and just nightmares does something like diabetes cause in this country?
Well, next, obesity is the biggest single cost factor in medicine today. 1/3 of Americans, 30% of Americans, have type 2 diabetes.
And how many pre-diabetics?
Well, that's scary, isn't it?
Right?
Another 1/3.
Right? So you're talking 2/3 of a country that spends more money than any
all nations combined.
Combined, right?
Yeah.
We spend more money than any other country in the history of the planet.
All nations combined, not any country. All nations.
Ever in history, and we are the sickest culture in the history of the planet. And something as simple as supplementing with nutrition, making sure that you're eating correctly.
Staying away from the bad things.
Staying away from the bad things can make such a huge difference. It's been such an honor to talk to you. I can't even tell you, Doc. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for not just for me. Thank you on behalf of everybody that you've touched and everybody whose lives you've improved, everybody whose lives you've changed. You're just an amazing, amazing, amazing human being, and it's a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate you, Formus. It's been there. I really appreciate you because 15 years ago,
don't tell about my pants. Don't tell.
You came to me and you said, "I really want to learn from you how to use nutrition to help my patients and people I know." And you kept your word, and I'm very proud of you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been a pleasure and an honor. I'm Pharmacist Ben, Doc Wallach. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll talk again.